This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Arlene McMichael. Today, a day-long event for aspiring and current business owners is being held at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo. People can still register on site. The Entrepreneurship Day event has 16 workshops on topics ranging from marketing to financing. I spoke to the organizers. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
I am Debbie Howe. I'm the chair for SCORE, the Southwest Michigan Division.
And I'm Tamara Davis. I'm the regional director of the Michigan Small Business Development Center, and we're located here at Western Michigan University.
Tell us what each of your organizations does. I know that SCORE is a national organization, Ms. Howe. Tell us about that.
We have 364 chapters. We are working and retired entrepreneurs or executives who want to give back to the communities we serve by providing free business advice.
Ms. Davis, what is the Southwest Michigan Small Business Development Center?
The SBDC is also a national organization. We're funded by the U.S. Small Business Administration, so we're actually in every state of the union. And here in the state of Michigan, we have 11 regions across the state and 90 consultants that also help with small businesses. We look at feasibility studies. We look at helping people access capital, market research, and a lot of the same services that SCORE offers, we also offer. So together, we're a complementary service.
Yeah, you have lots of different seminars and so on, but there is a fee for those. Is that correct?
Correct. Some of them, they are a small fee. We also offer a vast number of workshops online that are provided at no cost or a very small fee.
Okay, so Entrepreneurship Day is being held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. today at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo. This is the second time you're doing it.
We had such a success the last time, we said, okay, let's do this again. And we moved it to a larger venue, so it's going to be at the Radisson Hotel in Kalamazoo. And it's actually going to be 16 different workshops that are offered. There's four different tracks, so people can choose to go down a marketing track, or if they're looking at starting a nonprofit, there's a whole track for in that direction. There's also a track for anybody who's looking for financing. And the idea is that you can come in and potentially jump around. You could take maybe one class on how to start a business and then potentially looking at how to finance it. You get to choose the direction and the workshops that you take throughout the day.
Who are you targeting with this?
We're actually targeting people who are thinking about starting a business. So we have several workshops on how do you plan and start, to people who are growing their business or running their business and probably at a level where they need more financial information or want to attend a workshop on social media. So it's those types of people. Or it could be somebody who's a marketing person within a small organization that says, I really want to learn more about marketing and some different, like social media, those types of things.
Enhance their skills.
Yeah, that's right.
What are some of the things you would say that small business owners who are starting out for the first time tend to struggle with most?
They struggle with, it's interesting, it depends on the person. So we can never put everybody into one bucket. And so that's why we are able to provide services throughout the year, because everybody has different issues. But for the most part, it's how do you register with the state of Michigan? How do you set up your taxes? How do I file for an EIN number? What does it look like when I'm going to the bank? You know, what does a loan package look like? Who do I actually contact? And we try to help with all of those areas and more. We look at feasibility. Is it a good idea for them to start a business? Is the location that they're interested in securing, is that the right location? Our customer is going to actually be able to find them. So we try to look at the whole gamut of everything that they're going to need and help them make good decisions.
Interesting that you should talk about feasibility. I know certainly restaurants are a type of business that tend to not always succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that some prospective small business owners are a little, they leap out faster than they should sometimes?
Yeah, I think sometimes we wish when we talk to companies that come into us or are struggling or have already started their business, we kind of wish they would have come to us first so we can help develop that feasibility study. Is there a market opportunity? Is there not? And we talk to people about, is this a hobby or is this a business? And so we try to drill down and help them kind of conceptualize that if it's a hobby or a business.
And many times, actually, it's interesting, a person comes to us, they find us along the way. for whatever reason, and they say, boy, I wish we had found you sooner. And so we would love to have the opportunity to talk to people before they sign a lease, before they go for that loan, so that we can help them essentially put together that whole, their whole vision.
In addition to that, we help them put together their business plan, because that helps formalize where they're going to go, that puts the path in place.
When I was looking at the different workshops that you have, I was very impressed with the wide range. Like you say, whether it's someone who's in business, someone who's getting ready to start a business, everyone will bring a different set of strengths and mm-hmm. need to build their muscles in different areas. For example, I see you have a round table with bankers. You were talking mm-hmm. about banking.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. And if I'm reading this correctly, does HR stand for human resources?
Correct.
Okay, so you're doing kind of, it looks like a primer on the human resources area. Also accounting, some accounting tools I see for small business owners, direct right. marketing, lots of different areas that would be helpful, I imagine, to a small business owner.
And we're even looking at alternative financing. So not all businesses can go to a bank or a credit union for their startup capital. Some actually have to look outside of that. And that's where we're going to have a workshop on crowdfunding, so that people understand what that is and how to actually start to develop a campaign. It's quite involved. So either direction, we try to make sure that we help that business owner secure financing in the direction that's most appropriate for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, from the marketing perspective, you're looking at social media as the hot topic, and Google search and those types of things, and Google Analytics. So people can learn a little bit more about that at these sessions.
Yeah, I see you have public relations, marketing, and social media. In addition, I see a session on the value of networking.
Correct.
We're very lucky to have Sarah Lee. She is our regional expert in networking, actually in public relations, and she's offered to give this class. So we're looking forward to having her there and expel some of her knowledge on networking.
You have another individual from Western's library, who goes deep into how do I get that market analysis, that market research, and there's some on-campus tools, but also databases available online that can really help a business owner.
You were talking about how this Entrepreneurship Day could also be helpful for those who are looking to start a nonprofit. I see that you also have a session talking about grant writing. Grant writing is big.
It actually is for nonprofits. Being a nonprofit ourselves at SCORE, we're very familiar with grant writing. So it's a specific skill set at how to write grants, and even where do you go to find grants? Our speaker on this is known within Southwest Michigan for leading nonprofits and getting them started.
Yeah, and if we're working with a nonprofit, one of the places that we like to co-counsel with is The One Place, which is found at the Kalamazoo Public Library. They are a wealth of information on for individuals who are looking to start and grow their nonprofit organizations.
And if people are interested in attending this event, what do? They register online?
Correct. They can register online at kalamazoo.score.org. And there's a registration right up there for Entrepreneurship Day.
And there is a fee. And that fee includes, I believe, breakfast, lunch?
Breakfast, lunch, parking, the event. It's all inclusive.
It's the same fee regardless if they attend one session or the whole day.
Correct.
Closing thoughts. Ms. Howe.
Yeah. As we talked about earlier, I think the concept of starting a business or growing a business, we at SCORE have walked in their shoes. And a lot of times people intellectually know what they need to do, but they're emotionally it's hard for them to make that next leap, especially in starting a business and in growing a business. So we can walk through that with them because we've been in their shoes. We actually have probably thrown out the shoes several times. So come to us, let us support you, let us help you grow your business, start your business, expand your business. It's going to be a great day of not only the seminars and the workshops, but also networking opportunities.
How many people came last time and where was it held?
We held it about 2 years ago at the Fetzer Center here on Western's campus, and there were over 150 individuals that attended. It was a great day, and actually probably it would have had a larger attendance if the weather had been a little bit more in our favor. At the Radisson, we got covered parking. Everything is much easier.
Was it in the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always dicey around here.
You know, both the SBDC and SCORE are available year-round. We provide free consulting to all our clients and also free secondary research. So if you're not able to attend this event but still interested in starting a business, or you're already in business and would like some assistance, feel free to call us. We're here to help.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We've been talking with Debbie Howe, Chair of the Kalamazoo Division of SCORE, and Tamara Davis, Regional Director of the Southwest Michigan Small Business Development Center, about the Entrepreneurship Day taking place today at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo. It's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. People can still register on site. For details about the event and for links to both organizations, if you're interested in starting a business, visit our webpage at wmuk.org. For WMUK's West Southwest, I'm Arlene McMichael.